You're listening to Green Building and Sustainable Development with your host, Kim Shanahan.
Hey folks, welcome to Green Building and Sustainable Development. This is Kim Shanahan, your host. We're glad you're with us on this little bit overcast Saturday. Actually getting a little snow up in the mountains. Weather guys are saying we're a little bit deficient in our snowpack, so whatever we can get between now and the end of the snow season is certainly going to be welcome. Spring runoff last year was disastrous. A lot of the creeks were getting pretty low, and so we're praying for snow. Hey folks, today we're going to be talking about solar stuff. We know that Santa Fe is a very active market in solar power. We've got a lot of folks who are calling up and looking in the Yellow Pages, going online, trying to figure out who and how they can get some solar panels up on their roofs. PNM is raising their rates every year for the last 4 years, and there's no end in sight to that. Coal power is still the primary source of our electrical generation for New Mexico. I think most of us wish that that was less so. Obviously, the alternative to that is what we normally can get almost every day here in Santa Fe, and that's power from the sun. So the problem with that, however, is that sometimes the demand for that may actually exceed the supply and sense of companies available who actually are able to step up and get those panels up on your roof. And so a big piece of that is actually making sure that we've got technicians and folks trained, properly trained to be able to do those sort of applications that are so necessary. Today in the studio, we have some folks who are in Santa Fe. They've been in Santa Fe for a few weeks. They're going to be here for a few weeks more. They're from Austin, Texas, and the name of their company is Soul Power People. And so today we have the CEO of Soul Power People, Richard Stovall. So Richard, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kim. Thanks for having us.
And also the president of Soul Power People, Kathy Rudson. So Kathy, also welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And we're glad you're here. These folks called me maybe about a week ago. And they said, we're coming into Santa Fe to teach people, tradespeople, existing tradespeople, what they need to know to be ready to jump into this industry. And when I first heard them, and I said, well, I get calls all the time from people who are out there hustling education programs. There's a lot of Obama bucks out there trying to retrain people for green jobs. I was a little suspicious. And the more I talked to Kathy, the more I realized that these people are not just out there trying to make a buck on the education game, that they really are passionate about solar power, and they are passionate about making sure that people get trained. So, Kathy, you were the one that kind of introduced me to this whole thing, so I'm going to start with you. Soul Power People, relatively new company. Santa Fe is, I think, the first stop on your nationwide tour. So talk a little bit about what's bringing you to Santa Fe.
Well, New Mexico is, they call it one of the Sun Belt states, where Arizona, New Mexico, Texas have really a high concentration of the nation's solar resource. And so Albuquerque's been a hotbed of solar training with the programs going on at Central New Mexico Community College. They got the Center of Excellence there for solar training. Santa Fe Community College has a great program. But the kind of training that we do is an intensive training format that involves 4 days of 10 hours a day, you know, getting in, getting your hands on the equipment. There are some people that can't take the time to wait for a community college program to start. They then have to get right online when those classes open up in order to be able to enroll. And then if they miss it, they got to wait for another semester and then all of that. So we kind of supplement that training that's available here in New Mexico by bringing this intensive 4-day training class that gets 40 hours of training done and lets people that have existing skill sets be able to add solar to their existing business.
Right.
We feel that this is a great opportunity, especially here in New Mexico, where there's great money available from PNM for paying people to produce solar on their homes. There's a tax credit in place right now from the federal government, 30% tax credit.
At
New Mexico has another 10% tax credit.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of money out there to help people offset the cost of solar. So we're here to try to help people take advantage of that. And especially, like you say, people who bring the skills necessary to do these kinds of jobs into the training and then can take off into the industry.
Well, Richard, obviously, you know, yeah, we're a state with a whole lot of sun. We've actually got a long 30, 40-year tradition of solar, passive solar. Back in the Carter administration, a lot of panels went up on roofs for solar thermal. That was obviously before the explosion of PV. But Did you do some market research as the CEO about Santa Fe and kind of saw that there was a rising demand among consumers here? What made you pick Santa Fe to kind of start the Soul Power people?
Well, we actually have had a presence in New Mexico, so we're familiar with the state. Kathy and I trained under a Department of Labor grant last year, 600 electricians in a 5-state area. It's called the 7th District IBEW. So we've been here before. We were in Albuquerque. We did 2 cycles of entry level training for the local New Mexico JATC, and 1 cycle of advanced training. And we knew that there was a great interest in solar in this state, and we kind of felt like we had already done Albuquerque, and it was time to move on to another place in the state. So we chose Santa Fe, but it was actually Kathy who chose Santa Fe specifically. And you want to tell them
just
your
because
rationale?
You want to do a little skiing or something while you're here, or just kind of hanging out, or what, Kathy? What about Santa Fe?
I've been here a couple of times before, and the people here have a progressive mindset and understand, you know, the value of this. There's been, you know, we looked that there hadn't really been any intensive training courses offered in this area. We knew that the Santa Fe program was just getting going at the community college. And so one of our things also is to partner with local programs. Richard and I have been doing this for years. I've written curriculum for 3 different companies, as well as designed the solar training program for Austin Community College. And so as they're getting their program going, we've offered to share with them our curriculum and welcome their people into our program and promote people that, you know, will take our class and they want to go on from there into the Sustainable Technology Center. So when I saw that, you know, I knew this was an area that had a real commitment to solar, and that there had to be that nucleus of tradespeople that wanted in but couldn't get in or didn't feel like that kind of a program met their needs for, you know, that intensive training format. And nobody had come here before to do the intensive training. So we felt there might be some pent-up demand for that. Uh-huh. Try to get electricians, contractors, builders, roofers, people that have other businesses that, you know, keep them sustained on a regular basis, but are maybe right now turning down opportunities for solar work because they don't have trained people on their staff.
Or may not even think that they should be even in the game, perhaps.
Right. And when you get right down to it, putting a solar system on a rooftop or putting it out on a ground mount system like the place where we're staying or, you know, up on a commercial building, it's at the end of the day, you're building a power plant that you will then link into the existing electrical system. Electricians, you know, that have the training and understand how to do that easily are really the best qualified people to be jumping into this industry and then adding the ability to do that work. So we're really trying to get to those guys to let them know this is a whole nother line of revenue that they may not be considering. And with the construction slowdown that we've seen across the country this year, you know, any kind of additional work that can be brought in to keep people employed and create jobs.
Right.
That's what this is really all about, is, you know, expanding the workforce and creating jobs for people that want to do this kind of work.
Well, Richard, you said that you were here last year with the Department of Labor grant. But Soul Power People is a pretty new company, right? I mean,
it is.
A couple of months, right?
Well, we formed in December of 2011, yeah. And since then,
3 months, okay.
Right, we've been putting together all the pieces, identifying our markets, setting up our business structure, and getting the certifications required to do this activity.
And is it because the DOL grants kind of dried up, or do you just because you saw as an entrepreneur that there was a real opportunity for this kind of education?
A little bit of both.
Yeah. Well, and you also mentioned that you were here in a 5 or 7 state region area for the IBEW. And for folks who don't know, that's the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers.
Yes.
It's a union. Mm-hmm. Residential electricians, though, are not typically union members. So, you know, you're really kind of reaching out to a different market segment today.
Absolutely.
Right?
We were limited in our market to the IBEW under the grant, which makes up, I believe, that it's about 10% of the total electricians. So there's a whole IEC, independent electrical contractor workers, that we are reaching out to now.
Right.
So,
well, you know, it's interesting because we've talked about this, Kathy and Richard and I, about the fact that Santa Fe has been very fortunate and that we've had, you know, we've had new companies that have sprung up that have exclusively been about solar PV installations. Obviously, they have electricians on their staff, but to think that any electrician with an EE98, which is the contractor's designation for the state of New Mexico, it can be doing this. Is this partly also just educating those electrical contractors that are out there, the journeymen that are out there, that, you know, yeah, you can be in the electrical business, you can be in the PV business? Is that part of what we're trying to do here? Make it one of you.
Yeah, well, that's part of it. I would like to say that, you know, having trained 600 electricians, this is new to them. You know, working on the DC side with a power source that is Mother Nature, right, it's a very variable source, and it's not what they're used to dealing with on a day-to-day basis.
Because they work on AC.
That's right. Yeah. It's all very stable and consistent, and right, and they know what to look for. The design considerations, the ampacities, the environmental effects are things that they just aren't used to dealing with. Yeah. So they need this.
Right. Well, we're about to wrap up this segment, folks, but stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to continue with Kathy and Richard, and we're going to talk a little bit more about how the education is done, when it's going to be done, and where it's going to be done. And it's going to be in a really interesting venue, I got to say. And Kathy and Richard kind of educated me about something that's actually here in our backyard that I didn't even know about, and that's an RV park on the south side of Santa Fe that has like a megawatt. Is that right?
It's a $1.3 million installation. It's 810, 238-watt module, so it's more like a 200K.
200K.
Yeah.
Okay, 200 kilowatts, one-fifth of a megawatt.
But that's a large system.
That's a large system. And it's very cool to imagine that you can pull in your RV and charge yourself back up just by from the sun here in Santa Fe. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So stay tuned, folks. We could get crazy. Hey, folks, welcome back. This is Kim, your host. Glad you're with us today in this kind of an overcast Saturday, but every Saturday in Santa Fe is beautiful. It's the weekend. We're all having fun. Hope you're driving around or hanging out in your shop, whatever you're doing. Just glad you're enjoying the show. We're here with a couple of folks from Soul Power People, and that's SOL Power People. And you may have noticed they're it's not a minivan, it's more like a maxi van driving around town the last week or two. And you might see it in the next couple of weeks, too. It's a big, white, beautiful van that's got Soul Power People on the side. It's got what looks like a solar panel on the back end of it. The secret is, of course, that it's a decal. They are not a soul powered.
Oh, you told on us.
They are not a soul powered van. Someday, maybe they'd have to drive really slowly across the United States. But they're actually here from Austin, Texas, and they are actually on a nationwide tour. They're going to be on the road for quite a long time, going from community to community, setting up these intensive solar technician classes. They're 40-hour classes. And they chose Santa Fe as the place to start their new entrepreneurial activities. And we wish them well. And, you know, Kathy, you mentioned that you've been out talking to folks like at Santa Fe Community College. And, you know, my first reaction when I heard that you were coming to town was, well, we're already doing that in Santa Fe. And, you know, we've got a good progressive community college with a new Sustainable Advanced Trades Technology Center and so on. And so good luck with that, but how are you guys doing? I mean, it's not really a competitive thing, is it? It really is a different place and a different way to be taught than our normal, you know, semester long or 2 year long program at the community college, right?
Right, and not only do they have continuing education classes there, but they also offer a 2 year degree.
Right,
and for people that are, you know, new to the job market, solar is about to really take off.
It's been going gangbusters
already, but the price has just collapsed to the point where, within the next couple of years, there's going to be we're at the knee in the curve, and so anybody that's like graduating high school now or retraining from other occupations that wants to go back for an advanced degree, I mean, the program at SFCC is great for that, because it really provides all the advanced, you know, circuit classes and all the other pieces that you need to, if you don't have a background in electrical or, you know, any of these sustainable technologies, you do need that comprehensive training. And so we absolutely encourage people that are looking for something like that, that, you know, in 2-3 years time, this industry could provide tremendous opportunity for them if they have those kinds of credentials. But what we're truly targeting in at is people that have experience in the trades, that have skills, that they already know how to use, you know, power tools, and they're familiar with the construction site, they're familiar with the building process, they understand how structural members of roofs are designed. They know where they need to be and how to be in those environments. They've just never done anything with solar before. And as Richard was mentioning, you know, this is new, and it reacts differently to environmental conditions. And being able to marry that pre-existing skill set with newfound knowledge in solar can get those people quickly
right
into this job field.
Well, I guess I'll try this question on Richard then. I mean, you've gone out to the college. You've met with Zuby Wilson out there, right? And yep. I mean, and so they do not see you necessarily as a competitive phenomenon. They really have been encouraging to come and talk to their students, right?
Yeah, they've been very supportive. We were there for four different talks today, a 9 o'clock class, a 12 o'clock class, and a 1 o'clock class, plus a solar student club,
right.
Promoting our class, and we encourage the students there to take ours in addition to the class that they're taking.
Are you getting some interest among some of these students?
Yeah, absolutely.
I bet you were kind of surprised. Well, maybe not, because Kathy, you've got a background in community colleges, but you know the average student out there is not a 19-year-old kid, right? I mean, you're actually talking to some
retirees.
All kinds of folks.
Yeah.
That know that they offer a way to get back into the job market in areas that maybe are different than where they have come.
Right.
So that's kind of a retrain, restart, you know, type of situation. And they were real excited to hear that we had this happening.
Well, let's get right into the details of when and where. First of all, we mentioned that it's a 40-hour class, and you're going to be offering that in two different ways, two different formats of the 40 hours, right? There's going to be one that's 4 days in a row, but there's also two weekends in a row, right? So, Kathy, how does that work?
Well, the weekend session, as we're calling it, starts on March 24th. That's a Saturday. And it runs from 8 o'clock in the morning till 6 p.m. And then it picks up again Sunday, the 25th.
Wow.
Okay, so that's the first 2 days is that weekend. And then that group picks back up the next weekend, which is March 31st and April 1st.
All right.
So that's the first 2 days, the one weekend, and then there's a week where they probably have to go back work.
Right.
This is targeted to people that can't take time off to do this but want to get into it, so they're willing to dedicate those two weekends in a row
right.
and get in and get out the training. And then for anybody who's currently available during the week in that Monday, the 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th, which is the Monday through Thursday, that's the second session. And then depending on, you know, where the seats are, if there is somebody who can say do one of the weekends but needs to supplement with part of the weekday class,
right.
we can be flexible and allow them to
come in on a Wednesday or Thursday
yes,
or something.
If they did
like
say
that.
The first weekend, they could come in for the last 2 days, Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay.
If that worked for them.
That's good.
Or do the 26th and 27th, which is the first 2 days, the Monday and Tuesday of the weekday class, and then finish up on that weekend if they wanted to.
So basically you got two opportunities or two different kinds of ways to do that. Actually, you just described two more, so there's like four different kinds of opportunities. But anyway, the bottom line is
it's
40 hours.
If you want quick
hours.
Solar training and you want to get into this, call us. We'll work it with you.
And it's 10 hours a day. So, I mean, it's a commitment, and you're like, people break for lunch, and it's not part of the tuition, right? You got to go find your own lunch somewhere, I take it, right?
Well, we're working through some ideas we have regarding that, because we really want to try to maximize the amount of time that's possible. But, you know, for those of you that think, oh, my gosh, you know, 8 o'clock to 6 o'clock in a class, I don't know if I could handle that. It goes by quickly. And that's because, as you were probably about to mention, the way we teach is by using a lot of labs and hands-on training that really, you know, you're not sitting in a chair for 10 hours watching what we like to call a death by PowerPoint. This is interactive, engaging, learning by doing type of training, which is really, people really enjoy it.
Well, and Richard, some of these people that might be interested in this course might be just a little intimidated by the idea of, you know, 40 hours intense, 10 hours a day of coursework. Maybe they got their journeyman electrician's license 20 years ago and haven't really had to crack a book since then. Is it tailored to, you know, tradespeople who maybe not being the most academic folks, you know, no disrespect, but, you know, folks who are like myself who are in the trades often, you know, it's a lot more experiential. I mean, how do you find that?
Well, we find that electricians do very well in the course, that the 5 years of training that they've had as part of their apprenticeship really helps a lot in understanding the material. Throughout the course, we have a system for checking in with a student and checking for understanding. We have wireless student feedback systems whereby at the end of each segment, we do a short little quiz and we can gauge how well the audience is getting a topic and go in deeper on that topic if need be.
So when you say wireless, everyone's got a little clicker?
Everyone's got a little clicker.
And it's, and it's got a button on that says, I don't
a,
get
a
it.
A through E.
I don't get it, or I got it. Or, and yeah. E is like, go back again and try it again, I would imagine, right? And A is like, I'm there and slam dunk. And
well, it's a question about the material. And if they get it right, then we know we can move on. If a large percentage gets it wrong, then we know we need to spend a little more time on it.
Okay. Well, when we come back, folks, we're just about to break here. When we come back, I also want to find out if, you know, I mean, honestly, electricians are already pretty well-trained, highly skilled people. And if the course is designed for them, does that mean that me as a general contractor or maybe even a person who just wants to change careers, are we out of the gate? You know, are we out of the realm? And don't answer that, Kathy, because we got to take a break and we'll come back right after this. Stay tuned, folks. Folks, welcome back. This is Kim, your host. Hey, just want to remind you, this show is brought to you every week by the Santa Fe Area Home Builders Association. I have the great privilege of being their executive officer, and a great job, and I certainly love it, and love having this show and being able to talk to interesting people like Kathy and Richard from Soul Power People. The show is also sponsored by two great sponsors, Davis Kitchens. Everything about kitchens that you can imagine and possibly even think about as kind of a recent new sponsor. They're out of Albuquerque. And also CST Solar, Consolidated Solar Techs. And how ironic it is that we have a great PV provider who has a sponsor of the show, and we're talking about PV today. Also, just want to give a quick reminder that we've got coming up in the end of April our home and remodeling show. It's going to be at the Schellenberger Tennis Center. If you are a business owner and would like to get in front of a few thousand people on a beautiful weekend and end of April, give us a call at the Home Builders Association. We still have lots of booths available. And talk to Raquel, and she'll set you up. This is just a great opportunity to get your business exposed to people who are out there wanting to do something in the remodeling realm. Really is the only show that we have in northern New Mexico, and this is the one you need to be in. So give Raquel a call at 982-1774. We're back here with Richard Stovall, the CEO of Soul Power People, and Kathy Redson, the president of the organization. I'm never really sure which the difference is, but I guess it really doesn't matter. Someone's got to have a title. Basically, these are the two folks who started Soul Power People just at the end of 2011. Many, many years of educational experience, been doing this sort of stuff for a long time, and have chosen Santa Fe to kind of kick off this nationwide tour of doing this really intensive. And when I say intensive, I mean intensive in terms of time. But Richard, when we talk about intensive, and we were talking earlier about the fact that, you know, maybe this perfect target market person for this class is a journeyman electrician, or an EE98, an electrical contractor, who's got some experience and some knowledge. But Kathy, you're also mentioning trades like general contractors and roofers. And I mean, do we really imagine a roofer is going to be able to sit through a class like this and keep up? Richard, do you think? I mean, it's intense. I mean, there's a lot of technical knowledge here too, right?
Sure, absolutely. And a lot of the skills that a roofer has is just the kind of knowledge that you need to be successful as a PV installer. The mechanical integration aspect of solar PV is largely around roofing considerations.
I mean, to install a PV system, you're going to need to be a licensed electrician? Don't you have to be a licensed electrician to do that? State of New Mexico? I don't even know. I mean, you guys know?
Last summer came out with a ruling on that said, you know, while the state prefers electrical work be done by electricians, that they came down literally and said you don't have to be an electrician to do it if you have training in solar. So for people that come out of those other areas, like you mentioned, this kind of training exactly that we're offering can give them enough skills, you know, to be able to do that. But
so I'm
as a practitioner, I will just tell you that, you know, if somebody has a background in it, if somebody's had experience in it, but right now they're focusing as a contractor or focusing as a roofer primarily, then I would say it's fine. But either that, they may want to partner with an electrician on a job to be able to do the tie-in, bend the conduit. Bending conduit is an art. things like that that they may or may not be able to do. But, you know, this training isn't just limited to those kinds of people. I want to make that clear. When I came out of the education field to get into solar, I took a intensive training class like this, and I was able to get it and master the concepts in 4 or 5 days and took my, you know, certificate of knowledge exam, and I passed. And I had absolutely no background in the trades whatsoever. So if someone wants to get into this industry and is committed and dedicated and wants to really apply themselves, there isn't any reason why they couldn't take this training as well. But to come into it not knowing that it's going to require that kind of commitment, we don't want to upset or disappoint anybody
when they
get into the training and realize, wow, this is a lot of information.
Right, quickly. Richard. I mean, Richard, this is not just for someone who just, you know, well, maybe it is. I mean, we got a lot of unemployed contractors in the city of Santa Fe. I've got, you know, 300 general contractors as my members, and we're pulling, you know, 30 permits a year or whatever. I mean, is this actually an opportunity for a general contractor who, you know, maybe getting a remodeling job and their client says, you know, I've been thinking about PV, and that they actually could be, at the end of this 40 hours, able to purchase PV panels and be able to do this for folks? Is that what we're gearing this towards?
Well, they'll be able to communicate intelligently in the language of solar. So anybody who wants to be in the solar industry, the PV industry, I believe needs to have this first level of understanding that NABCEP, the North American Board of Certified Energy Practitioners, lays out in their entry-level learning objectives, okay? Right. Whether you want to be on the roof installing this or just selling it to people or being a distributor selling parts and pieces, you're going to need to understand these concepts.
Well, you mentioned NABCEP, Richard, and I presume this is a NABCEP-approved course of some kind, or some sort of certificate is available after that, or what is the relationship that you have with the NABCEP?
Well, I'm on the NABCEP technical committee. I helped write the secondary resources for the NABCEP PV installer exam resource guide. I have all three of NABCEP's solar certifications: solar thermal, PV technical sales, and PV installer certification. I'm one of the first four people in the world to capture all three of those solar certifications. The coursework that we provide in our two 20-hour compressed courses, this 40-hour intensive, covers the NABCEP entry-level learning objective, okay. which would make somebody eligible for the Certificate of Knowledge test. And it also covers part of the JTA, which is the job task analysis, which covers the NABCEP PV installer examination, which is the big, difficult test that comes around twice a year. That's the holy grail of solar PV education.
Right. So are you saying, though, that someone after 40 hours is going to be at least ready for the first test, but maybe not the second test?
The second test, there's an experience requirement component to it, and there's a additional education requirement as well, 58 hours of advanced training, of which 20 hours. We're still putting the application through now for our certificate of knowledge and our advanced training qualification for this course, but by the time the course rolls around, we expect that the course will be worth 20 hours of advanced training and make one eligible to sit for the NABCEP Certificate of Knowledge test, the entry level test.
You're not actually proctoring that test as part of this the time you're here in Santa Fe, though, are you?
No, but we become entry-level test providers, which means that we can submit a document to NABCEP indicating that the person has gone through this training, and therefore they can take an electronic test locally at Pearson View or I'm not sure what the test is.
Any local proctoring kind of center.
Exactly. And I believe Santa Fe Community College is a place they could take it as well.
Well, Kathy, I mean, you know, if we got a journeyman electrician, or you know a journeyman electrician, folks out there who you think should be recommended to this, and they were like, well, you know, I've been pulling wires in houses, and I know how to wire switches, and I know how to, you know, hook up a service panel. I think I could do this, but I really never really thought about it. I mean, and if they came and they took the 40 hours, would they actually receive a certificate of some kind that they could then take to someone like CST Solar or Positive Energy or Go Solar, some of our local solar PV providers, and say, I'm ready, you know, hire me?
Well, tell you what this class is really going to make somebody able to do. And you mentioned contractors, you know, the 300 contractors right. that you had. Someone says, hey, you know, we're thinking of doing a solar system. Someone that's there to do a remodeling job. Or, like you say, this journeyman who knows how to do certain things. They're going to know how to walk in and help determine what kind of a system that person needs based on their current consumption levels. They're going to be able to perform a site assessment to know where and how to best set up a system on that property where it's going to deliver the maximum production. They're going to know which type of equipment to select to be able to do that. There's all different kinds of module manufacturers with various levels of efficiency, different kinds of inverters that take the DC power that the solar system's produced and turn it into AC power to feed right. into that home or sell back to the grid. They're going to know how to make design for that system so that they can approach to pull for the permit that's necessary to do the work. They're going to know how all the different components come together and function together so that they know the other, what we call balance of system equipment that they need to purchase from the local electrical supply. And then they'll know how to, you know, come back and install that system using best practices. We do 3 different installations in our training that give them the hands-on experience to do an off-grid installation, a grid-tied string inverter installation, and what's a new technology is a microinverter. And we do all 3 of those installations as part of the training where the students actually configure and install that equipment right there on site in a fully functional system that powers on and goes through all the system checks and everything else. They do a site assessment lab. They do a shading analysis. They work with modules to build the engineering IV curve that shows how that module produces power.
Do you actually, teach the kind of the basic stuff, like how do you attach it to a roof? How do you pour the concrete for a ground mount system?
We don't pour the concrete. We use a ballasted system that's part of ours that we put on, say, a flat roof that doesn't actually require penetration.
We've actually seen a pretty good proliferation of a ground mount system,
yes.
Solar track. A lot of folks are doing that here in Santa Fe, and especially because sometimes we'll have covenant restrictions that say we don't want to see that solar panel up in your roof.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can hide it back in your yard somewhere. And so we're seeing a lot of these ground mount systems. You guys kind of get into that at all?
Yep, that's all what Richard was mentioning earlier called mechanical integration. And that's just the way that you actually mechanically set the system up. And there are definitely things that you need to know about that. And there's a variety of options. My favorite type of installation involves something that, you know, combines several benefits, not just the solar. For example, carports that provide shaded parking, which, you know, in the summertime, that helps protect your car. They provide the solar collection, you know, for the energy that the system produces. They can be set up to capture rainwater for rainwater collection.
Wow.
And help charge, you know, electric vehicles and things of that nature. So some of these other structures that utilize solar are some of the more creative ways. Awnings, passive solar.
Right.
That's what we like to talk about as well.
That's cool.
Get creative with it.
Okay, well, we have to wrap up this segment. Kathy is like a electrical current herself. We have to turn her switch off when we want her to stop. So stay tuned, folks. When we come back, we're going to kind of get into the last details about how much and where. So stay tuned. Folks, welcome back. This is Kim, your host, and just wanted to say if you are sometime outside of a radio signal, KTRC only goes about 60, 70 miles out of here, but we are live streaming. So if you're on a trip to Bora Bora and you don't want to miss Green Building Sustainable Development, check your time zone and you can always just tune in and listen to us live. And of course, the show is always podcast too. We're here with Kathy Redson and Richard Stovall of Soul Power People. We're talking about the training that they're going to be providing here in Santa Fe. It's going to be going over kind of a 2-weekend period with some classes in between, but basically from the 24th a Saturday of March 24th through April 1st. And so definitely we want to make sure that you now get connected to how to connect to them. So Kathy, you don't have a local phone number, so how do people find you? Probably Googling is probably the best way, right?
That's one way, but actually the best way, if you can remember our name, is www.soulpowerpeople.com.
S-O-L.
S-O-L. S-O-L. powerpeople.com. And when you get onto our website, there's information about the course. In fact, we have a slider going across right now that deals with our Santa Fe class. Just click on that. It'll take you right to the enrollment. And then you can enroll in the class and you're set. And that's all you need to know. We have an 855-765 7693 phone number
or
as well.
Or 855 Soul Power.
Yeah. That's
and
right.
Since none of us can remember more than four or five numbers in a row, we always recommend that you Google Soul Power People and they will
Absolutely.
Pop up. SOL, Power People. Richard, how much? It's not, I mean, education is not cheap.
It's $995. Okay. And that includes the Jim Dunlop photovoltaic systems textbook.
Which is about $100 textbook.
About $100 textbook. Yeah, plus the Mike Holt photovoltaic systems illustrated. That's a $50 textbook.
$150 worth of text included in the $995.
And a 4 gigabyte USB drive that has an electronic copy of the National Electric Code and many, many, many other documents as well.
It sounds like a lot of money, folks, but this is if you're out there and you're wondering what your next step in your career is going to be, this is an investment in your future. I mean, this is, you know, you spend $1,000 and you start making money. Richard, where are we going to have this course?
This is at the Santa Fe Skies RV Park, which is, I believe, 14 Brown Castle Ranch Road, which is near the Forest Center headquarters on 599 and 25. On the south side of town.
Okay, so
did I get that right?
That's right, yeah, okay. Folks. It's kind of out there on the south frontage road of I-25, where 599 crosses I-25. There's a relatively new forest building out there. Mm-hmm. It gets a little convoluted around there, but it's. And I'm, as I said earlier in the show, I didn't even know they were out there. But apparently, there's a field of solar panels that probably would indicate to you that you're in the right place, right?
Well, you would have to actually go back down the road past the gas station to see the RV park and see that there were solar panels, though you wouldn't see it from the highway.
Uh-huh. That's why I've never seen it, yeah.
Right, but it's the Santa Fe Skies RV Park, 810 sun power solar modules installed by local integrator Positive Energy. Mm-hmm. John Brown is the owner, and it's the nation's only solar-powered RV park.
Well, and so, we think RV park, and we think of RVs parked, but right. Obviously they've got a facility there, right? So we're going to be out of the weather. We're going to be in a nice facility, right, Kathy?
Sure.
Yeah.
We've got a beautiful clubhouse that has a big open room that we're going to be doing the teaching in, and then right around on the backside with a protected area is where we're going to be conducting the installation labs and all the hands-on training. And so it's all going to be right there in that center. And, we also may take the class on a tour over the Santa Fe Community College Technical Sustainable Technology Center and do some other, off-site things with some of our local partners in this. Yes, it'll be at Santa Fe Skies RV Park.
Right. Speakers great. From Santa Fe Community College, from, I believe, Positive Energy, and Focused Energy, a local distributor. They'll all be
You guys have really been doing your homework here in Santa Fe. As a matter of fact, one of the really amazing pieces of information that Kathy just told me about today is that there are scholarships available, folks. It's conceivable, if your conditions are right, that you can actually take this $995 course for free. I said that right. That is free, right?
Well, the state of New Mexico got a solar energy training grant that was given, and there's money available through Workforce Solutions. The office is located at 301 West DeVargas Street.
And just to let the local folks know, that's the building that's right downtown by the Santa Fe River. It's where all the day laborers kind of hang out when you drive by and they wave you because they want you to hire them for the day. don't be intimidated by that crowd. That is the building.
Yes.
And Kathy, what do they need to do?
I went, spoke with a gentleman there named Ted Leck and Luis Duran, and they have money available from this grant that is actually expiring. And so they want to be able to use this money if possible and have allowed for our program to qualify for funding under that. So basically, if someone is interested in pursuing that, it is a government program. It requires you to go down there and fill out some forms. You'll need 4 pieces of information with you, proof of citizenship. And they give a list on their website, and you can call them about what you need to bring. But passport usually is the easiest thing, birth certificate. Then you need a selective service if you're a male born after 1960, proof that you've registered for the selective service. If you don't have that, they'll go on the computer and get that for you. Also, your social security card, and then some sort of proof of your age and residence, which is usually your driver's license.
Right.
So if you can gather those couple of documents together and call them, Ted's number is 505-827-6405.
827-6405.
That's
Ted Leck.
Correct.
Ted
he Leck did request people to call first so that he'd make sure he's there. And then you would just be able to go down there, bring those documents, fill out the paperwork. And then depending on your circumstance, we were told $500 would be available for sure. But in speaking with Ted this morning, depending on someone's individual circumstance, there may be the opportunity to go beyond that. That's why you need to go down there and jump on this, you know, now if you want that kind of assistance.
If all of that went by so fast you didn't even quite get it all, also you can go down there and you need to go down next Friday. But if you're down at that Workforce Solutions office before 9 o'clock, because you got to get in the door because they shut the doors at 9, so get down there a little early on a Friday, and they can walk you through what it is you actually need. And even if you don't have everything with you on that Friday at 9 o'clock, you can at least hear the information, start the process of filling out the applications, and then be able to get that follow-up information from them, because there's a little bit more than that. I think they wanted you to do a few little simple tests and that sort of thing. But this is true, folks. I mean, our state is passing out federal money for Green's Jobs Training. And Kathy and Richard were sensible enough to reach out to these folks and recognize that this is applicable to the coursework that they're training. So this is a one-time opportunity, folks. You really should not miss this. If you're ready to step into something new, or you know somebody that's maybe not listening, that's just kind of languishing around wondering when they're going to get back to work, this is a real opportunity. And so really, to find out more about this, you should be Googling Soul Power People, S-O-L Power People. And that'll tell you, there's a streaming banner on there that's talking about the Santa Fe courses that are going to be happening March 24th through April 1st. A couple different ways you can take that coursework. And, you know, we need it, folks. We need to get more stuff on our roofs, and we need to get off that that coal-fired power. It's not doing anybody any favors. Guys, thanks for coming in, and really good
Thank
luck
you.
With your coursework. The seating is limited to 30 people, folks, so, you know, this is going to go quick. This is not something to just sit on your hands and think about. You really need to get on the computer right now and Google that number or Google that name and get yourself signed up. So, guys, thanks.
You bet. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Stay tuned next week, folks. Follow.